California Governor Jerry Brown has hundreds of bills awaiting his signature after a late-night rush by the state legislature before its two-year session ended on Friday. Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford has this 90-second summary of what you need to know from the final night.
The year's most prominent compromise allows utilities to pass along more of the cost of wildfire damages to customers to prevent what Democratic Senator Bill Dodd framed as an existential threat to PG&E.
This company may very well face bankruptcy.
Democrat Jerry Hill joined three Republicans to oppose it in the Senate.
Shouldn't we focus on requiring PG&E to improve the safety of their electric system that they've been neglecting all these years?
Negotiations took weeks. The bill also includes $200 million annually for fighting wildfires, and it passed easily, unlike legislation attempting to address police shootings of unarmed black men. A change to when police can use deadly force failed after opposition by powerful law enforcement groups. But Friday, lawmakers narrowly agreed to crack open the files when police shootings occur, including body camera footage and incident investigations. Republican Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham really summed up the debate.
We have to strike the right balance in our state between preserving confidential records and protecting the process for the people that protect us.
On delaying school start times until 8:30, the debate was nonpartisan, pitting sleep science against parents' drop-off schedules. Democratic Assemblyman Todd Gloria closed.
You cannot rise up and say that this is going to be tough for adults when we know that children are suffering.
A bill to implement net neutrality in California is also on its way to the governor, while one of his priorities, to partner with other states to share more electricity, stalled. How Brown will act on these measures is always a mystery. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.